What have you seen in your specific regimen in terms of side effects and toxicities, and sort of not just in terms of the research numbers, but globally, how do these patients do?
Generally speaking, the patients do very well, but there are some toxicities associated with the use of this sequential combination. One of the dose-limiting factors that we've seen in a small but significant minority of patients is neuropathy. So we've seen a few patients who've had neuropathy to the extent that we either have to modify the doses of drugs or actually interrupt their therapy briefly so that their neuropathy can recover.
What do you consider an indication in terms of specifically something that's going to get you to start thinking about changing
the patients
dose?
Who have either numbness or tingling to the extent it begins to interfere with their ability to do things, activities of daily living. Occasionally, patients will even develop neuropathic pain, so it's downright uncomfortable for them. When a patient starts to develop that, you have to interrupt the treatment or you have to dose reduce.
This is just the bortezomib that you
Yes, that would be one approach. But you have to interrupt that. You have to be proactive. And if you can do that, you can avoid prolonged neuropathy that it can become debilitating.
What about clotting?
Clots have not been a significant problem in our study. Interestingly, we think that bortezomib may actually ameliorate or mitigate some of the tendency to clots associated with some of the regimens, including IMIDs. So if you use a triplet like VTD compared to TD, and the triplet is bortezomib, thalidomide, dex compared to thalidomide, dexamethasone, these patients seem to have less problem with clots. Now, the other toxicity that we have seen, and it's caused us to dose adjust, is hyperglycemia associated with the dexamethasone. This uses a somewhat intensive dose of dexamethasone. So patients get a 40 milligram dose on each of the days of bortezomib and the day after. And so that ends up being approximately 240 milligrams of dexamethasone per cycle. And that becomes, for some patients, too high because they get into problems with hyperglycemia. That requires some dose adjustment as well.